All right, listeners, welcome back to Cream City Dreams, where we interview incredible Milwaukee women who are making Milwaukee a dreamy place to be.
Mm-hmm. And guess what, folks? Last episode of season 3.
Woohoo!
And it's kind of a special one because we're actually ending season 3 a tad earlier than we would have. We still have more people that we want to talk to. We'll get to them, don't worry. But something came up for Shelly, and it's kind of exciting. And so we wanted to be transparent, share with our listeners what is going on with us. So, Shelly, what's going on?
Well, out of the blue, I took a job. And I
what?
I wasn't planning this, but it just the universe presented an opportunity I couldn't resist. So I had been really trying to make a go of running my own coaching business. And you know what? Honestly, what I found happening was it was hard to ask people to pay me what I needed to be paid in order to sustain a small business, you know? Not only that, but the amount of time it takes to market yourself and to come up with a plan to get new clients felt like not the kind of way I wanted to spend my time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
And so I, for a long time, have admired the work of the Alma Center. They work with men who are healing the experience of trauma in their lives that they've been passing on to other people through violence, like domestic violence, with the goal of helping men return to the true selves that they are and live in a world of freedom and joy and as supportive and loving partners and fathers and citizens. And it's just a really beautiful mission. And they happened to be hiring, and I didn't plan on applying, but I couldn't get it out of my head. And so kind of at the last minute, I sent an email and was just like, you know, I really want to apply for this, but I don't think I can commit fully as a full-time person because the flexibility of, you know, that I enjoy as a small business owner is huge with
kids. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, the like 3 o'clock dental appointments and orthodontist appointments and et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
But they said, you know what, let's explore it and see what we can do. And, oh my gosh, I'm just so, it's all just kind of fell in place and quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I was like, oh my God, I got to tell Megan that I can't do mornings anymore. What am I going to do? But experienced nothing but support from all of the people that I do collaborative work with. You know, people have been supportive because this is exactly the kind of work I want to be doing in Milwaukee. And
so dare I say, Shelly, that you are living the dream.
Oh my God.
Oh, Shelly.
It's funny. I was thinking a lot about Caitlin Cullen, her interview about, you know, like being a working stiff. It's a challenge to go back to, like, you got to be at work at this time and you got to bring a lunch. And I was laughing. So this is my third day today. And I was laughing because I forgot my lunch boxes at the office, which is something I totally am like always riding my kids and husband about, you know, like, you got to bring your lunch boxes home so that I can make your lunch. And then I did that yesterday. I'm like, oh man, I got to adjust to this. Having a life outside of my house.
Well, congratulations. That is so, I think what I love about the story, just to, because this is still our podcast and I want to tie it in, is that you did all the things that we've been talking about with all the guests, right? You put it out there, you whispered it, you know, you said, totally. Hey, I'd like to do this. I don't know how I'm going to make it work, but this is my dream. And then the universe just answered that call and it like fell into place, and you've got your people behind you who are supporting you. And like, I'm just thinking about all the lessons that we've picked up from, you know, three seasons of this podcast.
Yeah.
And it's like, we just watched that fall so beautifully into place for you with Alma. Yeah.
And you know how nothing's ever wasted. You know, I was thinking like, you know, I have this coaching, like I'm still going to coach, right? I still have private clients, and I worked that out with them that like, I still want to be able to use that skill and do that work on my own. So I'll still have my business, but I won't be relying on it as my primary income, right? And I was thinking, like, you know, did I do that whole coaching thing was it wasted? But hilariously, I went into coaching because I wanted to do the work that Brené Brown was doing. And in order to get certified in her work, you had to have a licensed something, right? And coaching was the fastest way to get that. And so I did that. But then she shut down her certification programs immediately. Like, as soon as I got my thing, literally like the week I got my certification finalized, she shut it down, which is great for her, bad for me. But yesterday in our training at work, the director, Terry Sturdoff, who is an amazing Milwaukee woman, holy God, so brilliant, just incredible. She's a great leader, should be on the show someday. She was listing all of the people that have inspired the work that they have done. And, you know, there was like 5 slides of books around restorative justice and trauma healing and anti-racism and abolition feminism, like all these things that I love to read and learn about. And then one whole slide on Brené Brown. And I was like, well, there it is. I'm doing what I wanted to do eventually, right?
Yes.
Not necessarily, but and a lot of the coaching skills will come into play as I facilitate groups, but... anyway, I thought that was kind of funny. It was like a full circle, like validation moment of like, oh, okay, nothing's wasted, you know?
Yep.
Here it is. Here's this thing that I wanted to do a long time ago. And so that's kind of funny.
Awesome.
Yeah. So enough about me. What are you doing to be, you know, taking up all your non-podcasting time this spring and summer?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you what I've been doing, which isn't so much it's more something for myself. But I think that's all right, too, in terms of dreaming, is I've been taking singing lessons.
That's right.
Yeah.
Watch out, Alicia Miller. Watch out, Alicia Miller. Here comes Megan.
I don't know about that. But shout out to Holly Habig, who is a singer, local singer, songwriter. And she's awesome. And she's so encouraging. And I just at the end of last year, I said... one of my goals, well, I said, first of all, my word of the year for 2023 was voice. And so in all facets of what that means. And so I called her and I said, let's do it. And we had a couple lessons and she was like, do you want to be in my showcase? I was like, oh, well.
Only okay. If I don't have to invite anybody.
I know. So I did. I didn't invite anybody, actually. I didn't even invite my husband. And I did it, and it was so joyful, and it was so encouraging, and just so fun and freeing. So,
what'd you sing?
You know, I sang a couple songs that I changed the words to. So, she had written this beautiful song called Finding Our Way. And I just wrote my own lyrics to it and sang that. And then,
oh, wow. Cool. Whoa.
Yeah. And then in COVID, I wrote, remember those little ditties I did in COVID?
Like, oh,
I just put
great.
on my website. I just sang one of those I turned Megan Trainor's All About That Bass into All About That Space about the pandemic and isolation and quarantine.
I love it.
So yeah, I did
those were hilarious.
Yeah.
Are they still up on your website?
They are. They are.
Oh gosh. People got to check those out. Yeah,
you can find them.
I remember being like, oh my God, Megan is recording songs in her closet. this is how desperate we are for connection.
Right? Yeah. So
that's great.
So yeah, I'm going to keep doing that for a little while and see where that takes me and just keep having fun using my voice. And
yeah, you know, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so brave, Megan. Oh my Lord. Singing in public.
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking, but it was just, like I said, so joyful and so worth it. And so after that show, I was like, other women need to experience this. Like, so I want to, like, I'm like thinking I want to host some sing-along nights and camp in the backyard. Ooh, and you know, just
campfire sing-alongs. That's awesome.
Yes. So watch for your invitations, listeners. Might be coming.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
That's so fun. So,
that's my dreaming for now. And that's fine with me.
I love that. That's you know, it feels like it's hard to have hobbies at this age and this time in life for me anyway, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like reading occasionally and, you know, taking walks. Is that a hobby? No,
barely have time for that. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. So this feels like a really cool thing to put effort into. I love
it. Yeah. We'll give some updates in the fall on where we are. And
oh, we could record new theme music.
Oh, yeah.
Live a dream in the cream city.
Love it. Love it.
Not me. Not me, obviously.
And so what I'm sure listeners might be wondering, does this mean your podcast is over? Are we done?
No, because I do. I'm working more than I anticipated working for the moment, just till I get through training. And then in the summer, I'll likely be able to cut back some hours to be able to do, first of all, summer with children and the other things that I have on my plate. Cause you know, I got a little Enneagram 7 energy in me and got to do all the things. So we plan to start back up in the fall. Summer is just hard for moms in general to have. I mean, and like anybody really in Milwaukee who doesn't want to be outside enjoying all of the warmth and sun and activities. So, but we do plan to do some recording in the summer and start up again in the fall.
Yay. There's more cool women out there. There's more incredible women living their dreams that we need to talk to. So,
well, and I want to plant this seed. I don't know if we said this on the podcast yet, but this idea of getting all of the former guests together in one room. Imagine some of the chefs providing some meals for that day and Dasha Kelly helping to facilitate a discussion around like, what is our collective dream for this city and how do we work together to make it happen? You know? Yeah. Like, what problem do we want to solve? What pisses us off? I mean, damn, there's so much out there right now that's pissing me off. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, truth.
I'd have a list of things, you know, just get those minds together and those hearts together and like, stir up some love and action for the city in a dreamy way.
Some good trouble. I like it. Cheryl could sketch note that meeting, put it out. Bring the community on board. I would love that. That would be
get some fun t-shirts from Chloe.
Yes. Could be hosted at Turning Tables.
Oh my Lord. We got it all planned out. We just gotta, you know, so we're planting that seed. So former guests,
listen up.
Think about that.
Join us.
Think about that. Let's think big.
Let's do it.
And some updates on guests from this season. Did you see Nicole Acosta is now the Pfister Artist in Residence?
Yeah, I did. I was there last weekend. Yeah,
that's right.
It was incredible. Swing by if you're downtown. Check her out.
And Ashley Valentine is spinning Rooted MKE into a nonprofit that'll have a for-profit arm. So that's an exciting development. And she posted, you know, like, thank you for all the love, Milwaukee. We're doing this. People are helping her create a business plan that will be more sustainable and continue to serve kids in Milwaukee with literacy. And so,
and Alicia Miller got the part. She is Whitney Houston. So I have my tickets from end of May. Go check her out before it's gone at the Stackner Theater, Stackner Cabaret. I can't remember which one, but Milwaukee Rep, check that out.
Oh, that's awesome. That's right. Yeah, so many cool things happening. Oh, and I heard that there may be some partnerships that Alma Center has with Kinship. So I might be able to actually meet Caitlin in person.
Oh, fun. We still are going to go for those chicken wings, though.
Oh, yes, Caitlin.
Yep, we're coming. With Julie, remember? Julie's coming too.
Oh, right. Julie too, right. Once the third winter is over, let's go find a patio. Gosh.
Yeah. All right. Well, listeners, have an awesome, awesome summer. We look forward to seeing you back in the fall when we have more incredible women living their dream.
In the Cream City.
Until then.
Happy summer.
Happy summer.
And keep on dreaming.
Keep on dreaming.